So please take a breath and let yourself arrive. Make yourself comfortable, unless you have other plans. And let's enjoy a few moments of Sabbath. Every day could be Sabbath. Every moment could be Sabbath when we know how to rest at the origin of all things. In the Buddha-ness, if you like, in the groundless ground of being. Not doing, just being. How long does it take to awaken, dear friends? We have all the time in the world. It's focus and awareness that we lack. May the Buddha's blessings ever awaken and illumine our minds. May the Enlightened One's blessing and inspiration ever unfold in our hearts. May the inconceivable blessing of enlightenment itself, awakening itself, dispel the momentary illusion we've ever been separate, incomplete, or apart. Homage to the Buddha in your seat. Don't overlook her. Just sitting and aware of it. Just breathing and aware of it. Breathing in and breathing out. Just sitting, just breathing. And third pillar of natural meditation, Dzogchen meditation, just being present, awareful, awake. Mindful rather than mindlessly sleepwalking through life. Pay attention, it pays off. Attention is the essence of spiritual life. Just sitting, just breathing, just being present and awakeful. Nowness awareness is the heart of meditation, of contemplation. Just sitting, natural body is Buddha's body, Nirmanakaya, let it be. Perfect embodiment, the right person in the right place at the right time. Just sitting. This very body, the body of Buddha, this very land, the pure land, Nirvana. As Hakuin sang, just sitting, relaxed at ease on the spot, on the dot. How sweet it is. Aware of physical sensations, noticing them come and go in the present moment, just sitting. Second, just breathing. Natural breath and energy is Buddha's breath and energy, Sambhogakaya, the bliss body. Pure flow, let it go. Just breathing. And the secret of letting go is letting things come and go, friends, letting be. Not suppressing or throwing it away, letting be. Letting come and go, letting be, the practice of freedom, non-reactivity. Just breathing. How sweet it is. Just sitting, just breathing, and third pillar of natural meditation, Dzogchen meditation, the great perfection, natural meditation. Just being incandescently, luminously present and aware, awakeful, mindful, fully conscious. Nowness awareness is the essence of contemplative practice. this breath, the only breath, this moment, the only moment. Awareness, aware of awareness, a non-dual wholeness and totality. Rest in the Dharmakaya, the Buddha mind, the Buddha self. The sky-like nature of Buddha spirit, bodhicitta, Buddha mind, as it is groundless and boundless, clear, luminous, aware. Awaring rather than selfing, rather than creating identification and reification, just awaring. Awareness, aware of whatever momentarily presents itself in the body-mind continuum in the present moment. That's natural meditation. Buddha's meditation, Dzogchen meditation. The kind of non-dual contemplative practice that Kenjusri was exhorting us to find today. Awareness, aware of awareness, seeing through your limited temporary self. See through yourself. See Buddha, be Buddha. The natural great perfection of things left just as they are. How sweet it is. Imaho, joy to the world. If the mind wanders as it does, with the leash of her mindfulness, gently pull the wandering attention back to the present moment, to the breathing process, watching the inhalation as you breathe in, letting everything else go by, observing the exhalation as you breathe out, letting everything else go by, all the flotsam and jetsam on the stream of experience. Letting go means letting things come and go, letting be. And resting at the origin of all things. American Buddhas, awaken. Throw off your chains, your concepts.